We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Talk politics with Blois Olson at 6:23 this morning on WCCO. Blois, when we last left, we talked about a judge taking a look at the governor and the legislative leaders butting heads and who's going to get this thing resolved. Did we learn anything yesterday?
Well, I think we started to learn just how entrenched both sides are. Obviously, they were going to make strong arguments to the judge, but they both went at the judge pretty hard in their arguments, suggesting that, you know, this is unprecedented, that the judge needs to take his time. Doug Kelly's kind of line was that, you know, this obliterated the intent of the Minnesota Constitution. So the judge heard the arguments. He's expected to rule kind of on the next couple steps in the next 90 days. But later in the night, last night, he accepted the deal that temporary funds the legislature through October. That also includes the legislature and the Senate having to make those payments starting again in July to the Senate Building Fund, which, of course, people had said would put the state's credit rating in jeopardy if they defaulted on the bonds tied to the Senate office building. So I think we'll let this thing play out. But, you know, I think Kurt Dowd probably had the harshest line yesterday, that he's learned that he can't trust Governor Dayton at his word. And so while Governor Dayton only has one term left, I think it's going to be a tense next session with bonding and any other issues that come up between those two.
Is there something similar to this in New Mexico?
Well, the New Mexico governor, who was a Republican, did this earlier this year. He did it to a Democratic legislature, and the judge down there never actually ruled on constitutionality. And of course, it'd be a different state constitution, but he made both sides work out their differences. And then a long time ago in West Virginia, there was a similar case. But this has never happened in Minnesota, and this is under the state constitution, so it's state law, and therefore has to play out at our own state courts.
Blois, the first congressional district, Tim Walz told us he was going to run for governor. So what happens now in that race for that district seat?
It's getting kind of crowded. Former Senator Vicki Jensen announced that she would run for the DFL side. Now a teacher by the name of John Austinson has scheduled a campaign kickoff event later this week, tomorrow. And then on the Republican side, you have Jim Hagedorn, who almost beat Walz last time. He's running again very actively. And then Republican chairman from Olmsted County, Aaron Miller, Senator Carla Nelson, Nels Pearson, and Rep. Joe Schumacher all say they're thinking about running. And then there's an independent candidate named Johnny Azcam. So I think, you know, we've been used to watching that 8th congressional district, the Nolan seat, and the 3rd congressional district. But I think the 1st congressional district will get a lot of attention this year because I think Republicans feel like it's one nationally that they can pick up.
Is the Mankato City Council going to raise the age for tobacco purchases?
They could be next. We know Edina did it, and Mankato has been very aggressive in trying to stop tobacco use down there, and the city council president says he's ready to raise the age to 21. So we'll kind of watch how that happens in other cities to follow suit.
Blois, appreciate your time as always, and have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
I'll talk to you then, Dave.
Link up to Blois's email. Go to WCCO.com/BLOIS. And later this morning, come up 11 o'clock, one of our Carlson Quarterly Reports with Dr. Paul Voller from the University of Minnesota. Joining us today, Perry Osnes, director of the Minnesota Agri-Growth Council, and Bruce Schmall is the chair of the U.S. Meat Exporting Federation. We're talking about trade and NAFTA and all the things happening there. A lot of talk about that revving up again in the last few weeks. So that'll be our topic of discussion later this morning, 11 to noon, down in the Cambria Gallery. And hope you can join us wherever you're at here on 830-WCCO. 627, your traffic, your weather, it's next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.